so.
One, two, three, overlock.
Four.
One, two, three, four.
Four is more, sir.
Four is more than half of seven.
Is it?
Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and get started. Miss Jackie, do you have anything since you're in the gallery tonight?
That I feel really bad that Jackie Whitmire couldn't be here to see this all the way through, that her health is really not doing well, but I just want to make sure it's in the notes that she contributed so much, and she's in our thoughts and hoping that she has some good days.
Okay. You also have an opportunity at the end if you so desire. Okay. All right. Approval of agenda.
Move approval.
Second. Move and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Approval of the minutes from the last meeting. What's the next item?
I move that we approve the minutes as sent out.
All right.
Second.
There's a second. A motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? That carries as well. All right. Joy?
In front of you, you have the subdivisions and exemptions to the subdivision ordinance that we have reviewed since August 19th, and there's 25 exceptions, most of them being recombinations of previously approved lots, 2 being greater than 10 acres, 3 being family subdivision, and 3 being changing of boundary lines. There was a 2-lot subdivision and a 3-lot subdivision, and then the first court ordered survey I've ever seen.
Actually, the first one that I've seen, they were very, very
long. Yeah. It was a changing of boundary lines that was ordered by the court. A resurvey. So. Are there any questions?
Right. Thank you. Old business, comprehensive plan update. Mark?
Yeah, just real quickly, the county commissioners have scheduled and will have the introduction of the comprehensive plan Monday night. And that's with Mike being there, and we'll have a large part in the introduction and discussion of that with staff there to support everyone being there. And going through it. I have talked to a couple of the commissioners, and I know that the ones that I've talked to have said they really think it looks good. I know, and I just thank Daryl for this. Daryl has commented to some of the commissioners, and the feedback is they agree and appreciate his comments on it. So I think that we've got an opportunity to have a good presentation to the commissioners Monday night. We modified slightly the PowerPoint presentation just as a matter of record for the commissioners and public so that they can see kind of the process and what went into it from a written standpoint. But I think it hopefully will be received well. That's Monday night at 7 o'clock. There will be another presentation that comes up first, and that will be Wilson Road. NCDOT is going to be giving an update on the 3 different alternatives. And so, I mean, if you get there by 7:15, I think you would be more than on time for any discussion with the planning with the county commissioners. I'm hopeful, Jackie, I know you mentioned Jackie Whitmire. Last time I talked to her, Betsy and I went out and sat with her for a couple of hours 2 weekends ago. I had the impression she was going to try to be there if she could. So
she fell the other day.
Did she? So. Yeah. I know she wants. Mike, do you have anything else?
No, I don't see this on the agenda. Is there any comments you want to make on this?
We're going to talk about that's not our agenda. It's under planning directors.
Okay, all right, cool. All right, move on.
Planning director, new business.
Yes. Okay.
All right, next is new business ordinance amendments.
So going through and looking at all of the ordinances that we administer, we have the flood damage prevention ordinance that was established in 1979. It was last amended in 2009 when FEMA remodeled the floodplain and created new flood maps. They are in the process of doing another model and revision of the flood maps, and so in the next few years, it will need to be updated again when there's new maps. But at this time, there is no urgent need to address that. The reason I say that is because with the comp plan done, there are some legislative changes that have occurred that need to be addressed in our ordinances. And so I took a cursory look at the ordinances that we administer to see which ones were in urgent need. The Historic Preservation Commission ordinance that established the Joint Historic Preservation Commission is not in any urgent need to be updated. Neither are the Manufactured Home Park, the Mountain Ridge Protection, the Pisgah Forest Community Zoning, or the Planning and Development Charter. The Scenic Corridor ordinance could be updated to include NCDOT's scenic byway information, and we've had a citizen recommend that 276 was included in the scenic corridor. That would require an amendment to the ordinance. It's not urgently needed, but there are some changes that could be done if y'all choose to review it. The sign control ordinance, which was originated in 1991 and last updated in 2003, needs some revisions. There's a recent Supreme Court decision between Reed and the town of Gilbert that highlighted that distinctions concerning the location and types of signs is allowed, but the sign ordinance cannot make distinctions or exemptions based on the content. So content-related regulations are not allowed. And currently we have exemptions that are based on content. They saw signs as a freedom of speech. And any distinction made between different signs is infringing on people's freedoms of speech.
Joe, do you mind giving us an example?
Yes. So today we had a call about a business who would like to put up signs like real estate sign size, and they are a business that's a satellite business, and
internet satellite
business, and because they are a temporary off-premise sign, they're prohibited. If they were real estate or garage sale, or a sign that was advertising a governmental holiday or a religious holiday or celebration, they could do it. Because there's that distinction, it's now illegal.
Okay.
So we have to either allow all signs, garage sale signs, real estate signs, holiday celebration signs, business signs, for 30 days or 40 days, but be consistent, no matter what they are. Or, yeah, or we are on shaky ground.
Okay, thank you.
The subdivision control ordinance was established in 91. It was last updated in 2012. It may need some tweaking, a thorough review to show what is working and what is not working, how we could promote more subdivisions, or how we could promote greater customer service, maybe a good way to go about that one. Telecommunication tower ordinance. It was established in 96 and updated in 2014.
We remember that.
Yeah, I think so.
Good. It appears to be compliant with the recent guidance and recent regulations. So you guys did a good job. And then the watershed protection ordinance is still following the Division of Water Resources guidelines for water supply watersheds.
I think what Joy has been doing is, and this goes back to county commissioners when I first started working with the county and planning boards. Daryl was a county commissioner. I think the expression evergreen was something that was always implanted upon me, and that is that we want to make sure that the ordinances remain evergreen, that they are consistent, and that they're meaningful, that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. We've talked about the different ordinances. Obviously, the sign control ordinance needs to be looked at. I think that makes sense. I think we should probably start doing that with staff, bringing you a current copy. Well, you should, it's all online, but then bring you a rough draft of what we would suggest to be changed. But it allows for full review. Do that. I think subdivision ordinance needs to be looked at again. I don't know that it has much that needs to be changed, but I'd like to look at it and say, is there anything that we could do to make it more user-friendly?
All we did on that the first time, well, it was about widening the road.
That's all we did.
Yeah, I didn't think it was too much. We into it in 2012.
No, we really, and obviously, as you've seen for the last 3 years, there has not been a whole lot of new subdivision activities. So.
Basically, we just widened the road for emergency ingress and egress, right?
Correct, based on the number of lots.
Right.
And the third one that I think probably we need to look at, even if it is compliant right now, I think it would be really helpful for the county if you as a board were to review the water supply watershed ordinance and just take a look at it, make sure that it is current. We know that the last year, City of Bard has talked about a new water intake. If they have a new water intake, and the last time there was any discussion on it was at the confluence of Cathy's Creek and French Park, that changes your entire water supply watershed. So I think it would be appropriate to look at it and make sure that you guys are comfortable with it. So I'd like to suggest as a kind of a plan of action that we get looking at sign control. We can start that for November. And then in the latter part of winter, early spring, then the others. But the challenge that I have is that we have, could have as many as 4 planning board members change. I know 2 already, but there could be 2 more in February. And so it's probably not a whole lot that we want to try to get into and make a lot of changes without having whatever that new board looks like. And ultimately, that's county commissioners. So I think it makes sense. We can begin to do some preparation on these, look at them, talk about them. And if you want to take action, that's fine. Hey, man. So that's what the staff has been working on. Trying back, I'll catch you up on that. But we're under ordinance amendments and just talking about which ones we think need to have some revisions, either because of changes in law or changes in the way law has been interpreted by the Supreme Court and Ms. Forster. I'd like to suggest that for the November and December meeting, that we look at the
sign control ordinance and have that as a draft for you to look at. I'm just looking at one thing on the calendar. Looking at November, the third meeting is the 17th, so that's not a problem, and the third meeting in December is the 15th, so there's not a conflict. Sometimes there's a conflict, just the way the holiday scheduling, but there's no conflict. Do you have questions about what Joy said in the addition that I have?
Did we not update the sign control ordinance a few years ago, or was that
that's
a consideration?
Too,
was that a consideration?
We
that
had
wasn't
consideration for LED lighting.
Yeah.
And the county commissioners said we don't want to address that.
Okay.
So the planning board said we think you should look at LED.
Yeah.
And county commissioners came back and said thank you, and did nothing. And so there was action taken, but no planning board protection. There was no action at
okay.
the county commission level.
I remember that coming up. I didn't know if there were other changes. I remember that aspect of it. I didn't remember if there were other changes to it or not.
Yeah, that's it. So unless there's a question or you'd like to see something different, we'll just start into the sign control ordinance for the November meeting. I don't see a lot of time on this. I think the bigger thing would be if the county commissioners, kind of going back now to the comprehensive plan, if they schedule a public hearing, which is what we've recommended, and then take action and approve the comprehensive plan either in November or December, then I think we also start looking at some of the low-hanging fruit. We'll talk about some of that in a few minutes that we're already working on. That's all we've got on that, sir.
So, November, December, review the sign control ordinance. Okay. All right. The next agenda item is regional board workshop.
So, on November 2nd, there is a board workshop in Asheville. Did you send this out electronically?
I don't remember seeing it.
At any rate, there's an opportunity to learn about subdivision ordinances and what legal review process is. If you are interested in attending, we would be glad to send this to you. And if there's any cost associated with attending, we'll help cover that expense too. And so this is put on by the UNC School of Government. Just make you aware of that.
Just relates to subdivision?
It's what are the rules for land subdivision, which divisions are regulated and which are exempt, legal review process. And so it focuses on subdivision.
Okay.
Make you aware of that. Then under planning director's update, just a few things. We are currently working on what is a North Carolina Department of Transportation bicycle and pedestrian grant. Joy has taken the lead on this and is putting in a request that we look at only bicycles and trying to create a long-range plan on how to address bicycles in this county and ways to promote bicycling, not only for economic development, but for health and wellness. And one of the things that, as an example, we have people talk about trying to get bikes off of roads. This plan would look and say, where could you place a bicycle trail that would get bicyclists off of roads, particularly in areas where it's crowded? Joy has mentioned one area is, I think, could really be interesting to connect Rosman and Brevard is along U.S. 64. Huge right-of-way there. And so could you put a bike trail in that right-of-way and be able to have people from Rosman access Brevard and vice versa, and then also get people on bikes to Rosman area? And so looking at that, we've been working on Wilson Road.
Joy and I attend. Joy is really doing the work right now with the Transylvania County Transportation Advisory Committee. And one of the things that they talked about, I was not at the last meeting. So you want to talk about maybe the last meeting and
Sure. NCDOT staff or district engineer Steve Cannon was present and presented Wilson Road and the improvements that are recommended or being reviewed at this moment. And they are collecting public feedback until the 26th. But looking at the three different options that you have in front of you, based on the discussion with the Transportation Advisory Committee, option number two seemed the most feasible and the most apt to provide the greatest benefit for the amount of money that was going into it and the design of alternative two. And so the Transportation Advisory Committee, after discussing the impact that alternative three would have on private property, because at alternative three, the speed limit would be increased, and as the speed limit would be increased, the right-of-way is increased, the curbs are scraped out, and property along Wilson Road would be impacted. And so based on the concern for a faster speed limit and private property and just the design of Wilson Road, the Transportation Advisory Committee recommended alternative two. They also mentioned bikes in their meeting, and Steve Cannon said that based on everything he had seen since the public meeting on September 26th, all alternatives are going to be modified to be out of the floodplain, and all alternatives would facilitate bikes. I don't know how bikes would be facilitated on a 55-mile-an-hour road, but I don't think they would be. But alternative one and two would address the need for shoulders for bicycles.
Any questions? As you remember, last month we had the landslide, and I guess the title of the film was Come Hell or High Water. And we really, Carolyn, Julie, and I put together with the help of the Transylvania Natural Resource Council film at the library. And it is a follow-up on that. Next week I'm going to meet with Stephen Fulmer, who specializes in evaluating areas for landslides. Now, you don't even know this is happening this afternoon. And so I don't think that there's anything that we're going to be looking at in terms of work from this office, but it really was interesting. How many of you have seen that film? None of you saw the film. Actually, I can get a copy if you would like to see it at the next meeting. It really is worthwhile because it talks about flooding and the consequences of people changing or altering the land and the impact that it has. Not that landslides and flooding aren't new. That's geologically. It's happened forever. I mean, these mountains used to be higher than the Himalayas. Erosion takes place, but it's the accelerated erosion. And so I think that may be part of the next meeting, is getting a copy of that and having that. It's about 30 minutes. And so I think would be worthwhile. But I'm meeting with him next week to talk about what they do, what his business does. Joy, you want to talk about cell phones and what you've got from U.S. and from Verizon?
The U.S. Cellular has pulled out of the cell tower that you guys approved back in July. They have, with the new technology that is going on with fiber optic cables and everything, they have decided that it is not cost effective to put a microwave tower up where they were going to. So they are pulling out that tower. But Verizon has come into our office and is looking at five different sites in the county for potentially locating a new tower.
And when I talked to the individual, are those five sites really in that kind of the area of Barclay to Island Fork Road? They've got a kind of a circle that they're trying to cover in that, because the Pole Miller Extension Tower doesn't cover enough that way, and the Rich Mountain Tower that they have up there is too high up, and so it's not coming down. And the one off of Poplar Lane doesn't pull far enough down this way, so that's what they're looking for. The last thing I have is something I've been working on now for a while, particularly with Kaylin's help, and that's a Project Empathy, and trying to do some work with that. It ties to a grant request that I'm working on right now for about $1 million, looking at how do we help disadvantaged youth in Transylvania County. And so I have a draft proposal, two-page proposal, that I've taken out to some of the different funders that I've worked with in the past to see if they might have any interest in this. Working with Mike and a couple of others from Rosman, we hope to have a dinner with a guest speaker in the Rosman area. I don't know if it's going to be at Rosman Elementary or the middle school or one of the churches. But back in August, there was a dinner event at the Lutheran Church. Pedro Sandin was the guest speaker. We're looking at trying to get Pedro to come in and give the same presentation to a group from Rosman, and then a facilitated discussion about what are the needs, what are the concerns, how do we help build this community, what are low-hanging fruit, and then part of the work that we've been doing in terms of grant requests and working on those things came out of that dinner meeting on the 23rd, and that is, what can we do? What are some of the projects that we should be looking at? So that's something that's coming up right now. Like we said, December 1st is the target date on that. Mac, I hope that's something that you will be able to put on your calendar, representing kind of that upper end of the county. I'm really looking at trying to figure out how to engage the upper end of the county, and not necessarily the customary and usual suspects, too. Really trying to figure out how do we engage. I will use the example, I think, I don't want to compliment too many times, but use the example of Mike again with the Eastito. We had the community advocates at Eastito. That was a group of very different people than we typically would see. Mm-hmm. Last thing, we are, just to kind of update you on the Golden Roof grant, we are starting to see money being spent for the school portion of that, for the STEM portion. My understanding is the Alliance is moving forward with the manufacturing side of it, and we are doing the monitoring and keeping up to date with all of the paperwork on this. We had our first submission update was earlier this month. Actually, it was September 30th was the deadline, and we had our report in early October. ARC, I think I've shared with you that we were able to successfully obtain a free Wi-Fi grant working with Comporium, and so Comporium will be putting in free Wi-Fi in downtown Rosman. And it will be four or five different locations. Comporium is putting up the match, and ARC is actually doing funding it. Town of Rosman will have no cost in it at all. So we're trying to find ways that we can help Rosman and other parts of the community that we haven't been so involved with. And that leads to work that Kaylin and I have been doing, trying to assist the Music Center. Interestingly enough, has picked up on the empathy concern,
And they are working on a $100,000 grant that would tie into two things. One, help insulate and winterize one of their buildings that could be used for community gathering place, with then an equal share going towards supporting community meetings events where the discussion of community empathy and working together is the topic, but it all centers around music. And so it would be a meal, it would be music, and it would also be a discussion on how do we help make this community better. And they're doing this as a result of their engagement with Project Empathy back in May. So with that, sir, that's all I've got. Kevin, do you have anything else there? Did I miss anything?
I know some of you have come into the office and seen the printed out version of the plan that you guys adopted in August. We were holding off on making copies for you until it was adopted by the county commissioners. However, if you want this version or your shelf, we are happy to make it for you. It has the comp plan in the front and then all of the appendices behind. So please let me know if you want a copy for your shelf or if you want to wait until action is taken, whether it's approval or disapproval. Because if they disapprove it, we'll still send you a copy. But we're hoping that's not going to be the case.
Just let us know.
Yeah, let us know. You want it today? I'll make it tomorrow.
That's all we've got, Mike.
All right. Other. Does anybody have any other? The only other that I was thinking about is in regard to either November or December. In the past, we've done either a meal or a dessert and coffee.
Yeah.
Is anybody interested in doing that for the December meeting? If not, that's cool too. It was something that we've done in past boards. It was prior to the meeting. You can either do a meal or you can do, you know, coffee and desserts or whatever the pleasure, or if we don't want to do it, that's cool too.
I've always enjoyed those. I mean, it takes the group in a little bit different.
Yeah.
Place.
We've usually come in 6:30, 6:45, something like that, and depending on if it's a full meal or just dessert.
Nice to break the budget.
No,
it's a potluck.
It's potluck.
I will provide the meat. How's that?
She's a
vegetarian.
Yeah.
How insensitive.
I said, is that November or do you want to do that in December? What's your pleasure, guys?
I was thinking December, but it really doesn't.
Yeah,
it's
December. I think December. Yeah, holiday.
So we would start at 6. If we do a full meal,
6:15,
then have a regular meeting at 7.
Yeah.
And as I said, it's potluck. Mark does the main course, and we bring everything else in.
If you have a turkey, it'll be a quieter meeting.
Much quieter, yeah. But so let's plan on doing that if that meets everyone's approval. It's just an opportunity to sit down and chat in a less structured environment.
We will make that happen.
Anybody have any other?
Can I ask a question? Do you have any idea when the commissioners are going to appoint our two missing members? I mean,
no.
It's been a couple months.
Understood there was some discussion going on maybe about sharpening our focus or changing our focus a little bit on the board, the board's focus. So that well could be the delay, I don't know. I really haven't heard. I asked about it and that was sort of the answer I got as well. We're looking at some things.
If they appointed somebody in the next two meetings, it would be to fill the vacant terms of Wayne and Jack. And then they would have to vote on them again in February. Because I think their terms are up, if I'm not mistaken, their terms are up. They would be, am I correct on that, Ken? You know. So I think we have four in February that are up, and I think they were two.
Yeah.
And so they would still be voted on. And so this is just me thing. I just thought they may be holding on and waiting until January before they take any action at all.
It just seems strange. I mean, Wayne resigned 2 months ago, you know.
And Jackie resigned immediately.
You know, so, you know, it just, you know, it'd be nice to have our new members.
And to Mike's point, I did hear one commissioner make comment about wanting to look at the planning ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their prerogative. You may want to take a look at it too and see if you have any suggestions. But one of the things that is consistent, the comprehensive plan is consistent with your ordinance, and the planning board ordinance specifically task the board to consider private property rights. That's actually one of the things that we look at in terms of role. And so I think that you were consistent in doing that. You did evaluate, you did look at it. But I don't know anymore.
That was the same general area that I heard too. So I mean, I think what you heard and what I heard kind of blends. Any other? Okay. Now's the time for public comment.
Well, I just wasn't sure if you guys were going to, in the future, take advantage of the new meeting room over in the election center.
No.
It would be available for you, and maybe in the summertime it might be more comfortable. I'm not sure what the winter's going to bring, but at least their heating and air would be up to date.
We will have that opportunity, although I did not try to get in there for the month of October and November for a reason.
I don't know if you had a chance to go through it. It is just absolutely fabulous. It's just really, really nice addition to the county. The county needed to have the extra meeting rooms for us. Thank you guys for all your hard work on the conference.
All right, thank you. Let's start with the public comment. Board comment.
Board comment.
I'm sorry, board member comment.
Yes. I don't have much to comment on yet. We're waiting on what to see what the commissioners are going to do with the comprehensive plan. The rest of this is routine stuff. Looking forward to their comments. All right, my dear.
Darryl?
The only, it's not really a comment, it's a question for staff. What is our plan for the presentation to the commissioners?
Plan for the presentation would be Mike is his chair, Paul. Will do what he wants to share as chairman, and then following that, we have a PowerPoint presentation that we had for you at the last meeting revised slightly. We will go through that. Staff will go through that very quickly. More is just having information. Mike and I talked about PowerPoints. We both agree you don't read a PowerPoint, but it is something that is part of the official record. And then I think there would be an opportunity for Mike recognized planning board members, for each planning board member's ability to say something, and then field questions from the county commissioners.
And it'll be on the agenda for them to hold a public hearing.
The recommendation by staff, the committee, to Jamie, and then I think Jamie has since put it into her recommendation, is to recommend holding a public hearing, hopefully at the next meeting, and then following that public hearing and taking action, either to have a comeback planning board for these things we want you to look at, or if there are minor things like we've had some minor, really minor things that Jamie Water has bitter edits. Joy has already made those, and they're already on the online version, but they don't change anything other than just textual pieces.
Yeah, I spoke to Jamie. She went over a few of those with me, which I thought, you know, it's the kind of insight that we need to give consideration to.
Yeah. But it didn't change any of the strategy. I think we did. She did say there was one strategy that was a duplicate.
Well, she said one strategy was in the wrong place. And when I put it in the section it should have gone in, it was pretty much duplicate.
Okay.
Not verbatim, but the intent of the strategy was the same as the one right below it.
Okay. But that, I see that point out for the meeting. I don't plan on talking a whole lot. Mike is often known for long-winded stories.
He's the son of a preacher.
right.
I think it will be more.
I like chicken too.
I think that it's going to be more fielding your questions. I talked to one of the commissioners today, and that individual said that they were going to read it this weekend. So I don't know how much thought will be given to some of it and all the work that we did, but hopefully we will have input and questions that we will then answer.
Okay.
And I hope that all of you can be there.
In regard to, if I can answer Daryl's question from my perspective, all I plan to talk about is the process, how we went through the process, because you have the PowerPoint up there. I don't want to insult people's intelligence by reading it to them. I mean, you know, all I want to talk about is how the process worked, how the community advocates played a part in it, how hard the board worked, and yes, there was some serious discussions that took place, but I think overall it made it a better product. I mean, I don't intend to spend more than 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
I want it to be.
I'll bring the chicken.
I want it to be like 10 minutes. Basically, I just want to talk about that I think the process went very well.
Yeah.
There were some rough spots, but it was basically because there were dedicated, devoted, intelligent people on the planning board. The same discussions we've had in here.
Yeah.
And then Mark will probably preview the PowerPoint without reading commas and everything. And that probably won't take an awful long time. I don't see more than 20, 25 minutes. Then everybody can make their own comments. Mike, that make sense to you?
It does. I think there's one thing that is really important that you need to, in that discussion that you have, I think you need to say, at the end of the day, what you have is a draft that was unanimously approved by Planning Board.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
I think and recommended for you to review and consider, and that, not to put words in anybody's mouth, but I think this board is ready to help take on the task of making sure some of these things are done.
I think that's a fair statement. I think it's, but anyway, I don't see the whole thing being more than 25 minutes, except for comments by y'all. And I think that's probably the fairest way to handle it. I'm sorry.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, Maureen?
I don't know. I'm just looking forward to Monday night. I'll definitely be there, and hopefully we get some marching orders to move forward with the conclusions.
Mac?
I'm basically just here because I was too determined to quit.
The wreck happened like 5 o'clock, didn't it? All right.
You could have just slid on home and called it. Sure that.
I just talked about my comments. It's just what we were going to do for the presentation. Other than that, I don't have anything except thanks for being here. And particularly you, Matt, coming through all the curves and crashes of 64. It's been a wild couple days up there.
Have you thought about that helicopter? Well, I had a flat tire at Cherokee, and it tore out a brake line. And then I got that fixed. I came on to the plane catchers and talks away to a bad wreck on. I don't know if y'all know where Chrysler Hill is.
I don't know where Chrysler Hill is.
Most crooked part of 64.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I was pulling like a 30-something-foot trailer behind my truck. And nobody could get through, and I got in the other lane and backed all the way up that with the trailer and the whole line of cars. Turned around and went around the gravel road about 15 miles to get through it.
Thanks for being here.
You were determined.
Mike, we'll send out a copy of the PowerPoint presentation that was amended, and then you and I can just, any, if you have questions and how we work on it.
I'll probably call you Monday.
That sounds good.
All right. Anything else, but we've covered everything. I would entertain a motion to adjourn if there were one on the floor.
We'll wait about 8 minutes.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All right, maybe debatable or amendable. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Maybe in the terms.
Oh, I got to sign that stuff down here.